Make sure you have a cup of coffee, a kolache, donut, a cookie. We got all kinds of things up there. Welcome to everybody online. So we're going to have a good time. We're going to sing some, a couple toe tappers, and then we're going to swing into some slow ones. Enjoy the warmth right now, because I don't think we're going to have it later on in the week. It's going to get down below 30, or in the 30s, I guess, low 30s. So time to open up that Baptist church in the Bahamas. Anybody takers with me to go there?
Okay.
Been there, done that. At Calvary, years I've spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great, grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Oh, the love that grew salvation's plan, oh, the grace that brought it down to man, oh, the mighty gulf that God did spend at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free, pardon there was multiplied to me. This is my favorite. And you know what number my favorite is, right? You don't know numbers? It's 333, but you don't have hymnals anyway. What a fellowship are the joining by leaning on the everlasting arm. What a blessedness are the pieces by leaning on the everlasting arm. I'll praise him with notes loud. Showed up late. Tell you what, we have some announcements we just want to share with you. You know, we're full up in here, and that's a good thing, and I like that. And I've had several people ask me, hey, when are we starting Sunday school? When are we going to bring all that back? If we started Sunday school, let's just say March 1st in that area, something like that, how many would come to Sunday school and be involved in it right here? Just by a show of a hand. Okay, quite a few. Okay. All right. We're going to have to deal with time now because we used to have it 9:30 and 10:30. Now we have church right smack in the dab middle. So let me work on that, and I will get that out to you. But probably maybe March, first week of March, I think we're ready to tell the COVID world you're done. Still be safe. Still be trying to social distance and things of that order. But I think we're ready to get things back in order, back to somewhat normalcy. So thank you for sharing with me. Now, I know I took roll of everybody that raised their hand. So if you raise your hand, you're not going to be here. I'm coming after you. So anyway, that'd be great. So I do need to probably talk to teachers, Philip and Monica and Philip and Becky. And Jack was the one that said, I think he's ready to, he was wanting to start it back up. For the Jubilee class, and then when you talk to the kids' teachers, just make sure we're all on the same page, and if you don't feel comfortable, we'll try to find people that are comfortable with that and go with that. So, okay, good. I'm ready to do that. We're bringing everybody back to work in a few weeks, so I won't be alone, and to be honest with you, I like being alone. But anyway, we had to deal with that, but that's going to happen March 1st, too, so that's kind of the date that we're going to kind of shoot for that and work on that. But right now, if you are interested in the live streaming, it's there. All that's on the on these pages that Esther prints out for you. Then on Thursday night is the BSF. How about Wednesday nights? You guys ready to kick back Wednesday nights come March? Okay, you're asking for it. I still have the printouts from the ones year ago, and I'm just going to pull out and use that one that I had and we canceled before. So I'll just change the year from 2021 to 2020 to 2021 at about the same time. But okay, we'll start doing that, and just stay tuned for more announcements on that in the next few weeks. We'll do that. So thank you for allowing us to be trying to be good stewards and wise in what's going on. But to be honest with you, if I can go eat at Denny's for breakfast and not have a problem with it, I ought to be able to come in and eat at the house of the Lord and not have a problem with it. So, okay. Had biscuits and gravy yesterday. Hey, that was good stuff. Okay. We want to make sure I think Debbie is in the hospital, so remember Debbie. And is that still true, Nancy, to your knowledge?
I've not heard from her.
Okay, yeah, I talked to her yesterday. So she's in the hospital. Pray for her. And Walter, I believe, is out now. We have some people on the prayer list. We want to lift them up, as we always do. And if you have not been out in the new building, we got all the doors where they will lock now. So if you go up and you go, that means you ain't getting in, because we're going to start putting things in there that we want to start using, electronics and things of that order. So we will have it locked down when people leave and things of that order. Walk through with the electrician Thursday. And it looked really, really good. He should be done to be cross his finish line Tuesday. So Monday or Tuesday, he will be done. The only kicker of that is is we have to be done with the finish line with the plumber and the HVAC all at the same time. So he's up to where he can be before we can close in. We still have to have the plumbing done and the HVAC and the fire alarm all has to be done so the city can come out and look at everything at one time and green tag. We've got a lot of green tags out there, which is good. The city's been out here several times this week and everything's looking good. So I have nothing but praise and admiration for the city of Pearland. Just love you guys. They've been really good to us so far. So I'm happy. So everything's going good out there. Let's keep praying. We will be starting to look at projection systems, cameras, audio visual. We have the sound system, but the screen that goes across the front, I'm starting to get to where I need to order that and get that to where it can start becoming made and created. And Robert has taped off the stage. I met with him and his boss this week. That was Thursday too. And we have the stage kind of a guesstimate of what we're going to have on that. So if you're interested in that, go up and look at where that stage is at. You got the whole thing taped off? Okay, so you know exactly where the stage is going to be. And there is no trap door. I've already checked that out so you guys don't get to trap door me like at the old place. So I'm excited. We're getting close. We're getting closer by the day. So keep positive. If we want to, the ushers can go ahead and come forward as we take up the morning offering. If you don't have a piece of paper today, I want you to grab one now. I've been really, and when the devil messes with you to mess with me, I know that there must be a message that we need to hear. And people got up in my head this week and tried to is discombobulate a word? Okay, well, that's what they were trying to do. My thoughts and my, and I think I have my head screwed on straight, but we are going to get a master's degree today. And I want to make sure you write this down because it's literally, for me, life-changing. And I hope you can grab it and it's life-changing for you too. You guys doing okay? Mm-hmm. Gilbert, you want to come up here and get on camera here? You all ready for the rodeo? Oh, you're boxing. Okay. You heard your shoulder just doing that?
Yep, I'm sorry. No cartilage.
Let's pray.
Our precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day that you brought us into. And we just thank you for allowing us to come and worship. And thanking you, Father, for who you are and the way that you work in our lives, Lord. I lift up all the people that are on the prayer list, Lord. You know who they are. Lift them up to you, Lord. I pray that you would surround your favor on them, Lord, and give them peace, strength, love, and so they can feel your presence, Lord. And I just pray for healing for all those who are struggling with the sickness, whether it be cancer or depression or loss of job, whatever the case may be, Lord, just be with them in a powerful way. And I also pray, Father, and for all these offerings that are going to be given today, I pray that you will bless them so that all glory will come to you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you.
probably did as a kid in Sunday school. But the truth is, it is really powerful. God is so to do this one every week. Jesus. that don't get your fire going, your wood's wet. Kings and kingdoms, all going to pass away. Don't matter if it's a Biden kingdom or a Trump kingdom or a Baptist kingdom or a Methodist kingdom. All those are going to fade away. And the only one that's going to matter is Jesus and where you stand with him. Are you ready for this morning? I hope you are. Because I am. Are we going to take notes? Okay. Just checking. I'm looking out. I've got a couple people that's supposed to be here and they're not. So that's good. Sorry. Now I can talk about it. We're going to use a marker board today. So I don't do that very often, but when we get into the other building and we have the projections and all the screens and everything, we'll go back to the PowerPoints, but not to get to be so goofy with it that we can't follow the spirit. But I really want you to grab this scripture, this message, these truths, and really apply it, okay? And this is for, I had so much of leaning on the everlasting arms, everyone, my shoes are tied, untied. This is life-changing in such a way that if you apply what I think, basically what I'm doing, I'm preaching a chapter out of my book that I've been working on and just trying to get this. If I would stop working on it, I would be fine, but I keep trying to get it, make it better. But this chapter to me, and I'm preaching to myself because we need to get a master's degree. Okay, so I don't know who's all got master's degrees or not, but we're going to get a master's degree in, got any idea? Oh, good. Because if not, somebody bought this before I bought it at Walmart yesterday, and it's already been out. Master's degree on mastering your, emotions. That's what you're going to get a master's degree on today. How to master your emotions. We all need this. I need this. Everybody in this room needs this. Don't elbow your wife and say, this is for you, honey. This is for everybody. Mastering your emotions is not a denial of your emotions. And I want you to see that. That decision of doing that is absolutely the most unhealthy thing you can do. And let me tell you, I have done it for years. For 35 years, I mastered my emotions by pretending I didn't have any in that area. That was the most damning thing that I could ever do in my body and ever do up here in my mind and in my spiritual life, in my relational life. God created us as emotional beings, did he not? If not, think about your wife or your husband. Yes, they're very emotional. God created us to be that kind of emotional being. We feel deeply about things. What we're talking about here today is about not allowing your emotions to dictate your behavior in a given situation. And that's what we tend to go off on. We let the emotions take over. I'm going to show you how to do that. We will never get through these simple five pages in one Sunday. So this will be a two-parter. We need to learn how to respond correctly when everything starts to churn up inside of us. And we need to do that. Everybody got your notebook paper out? You might not have a piece of paper. Tell you what, who takes notes really well? There's a lot. Buddy, want? You're taking notes here. You just have this. There's a new little, because that's the scripture we'll be on today. You can have that. That's a little journal. Write it down in there. There's three foundational emotions we have to learn how to master in your life. You have to, in order to experience any kind of success in life, or it will become the baggage that eats you alive. He's a great guy, but he's a loose cannon. He's a great guy, but you can't depend on him to make rational decisions when it gets hot in the kitchen, when things start getting pressurized. Oh, man, she is awesome. But, boy, when she gets painted into a corner, watch out. She comes out like a mama bear defending her cubs. Can't get it under control. It'll end up defusing what God has planned for you. Hang with me. This is going to be deep, but once I pave the way, we're going to drive right to the point. I promise you that. Three emotional, foundational things we need to be able to understand, develop a master degree over. And these three emotions are these. Write these down. We're only going to talk about one today. Fear, anger, and discouragement. Those three are the emotions. And when we get to each one, I'll kind of expand them so it covers more, because there's a lot more, but I think these are the three that really get up into us, and they control who we are. Before we get to the practical steps, we have to understand a sequence. This is what I think is life-changing. Now, if it isn't life-changing for you, fine. We do things in a specific order. And let me tell you what the world wants you to do in this order. Feelings. We've had this since Woodstock. If it feels good, baby, do it. Feelings. They even wrote a song about feelings. Nothing more than feeling. That's an old song. I used to play that on piano. I love that song. Then, in this order, if it feels good, do it. Thinking. You feel, and then you think. Something's wrong with that. Then the last is behavior. Have you ever been caught up in this cycle? You do something, you get so emotional, something happens and you just get all churned up, and then afterwards you go, huh, I don't know what I was thinking. Or your husband looks at you, or your wife looks at you, you go, what in the world were you thinking? You weren't. You were feeling first, and you reacted on the feeling. It never got down to the thinking stage. This is what the world wants you to do. If it feels good, go ahead and pat her fanny on the way past your desk. If it feels good, why not? If it feels good, go ahead and just land blast somebody at the office when they don't agree with you. Or they think, hey, wait, the Republicans are doing this with the Democrats. Just go ahead, just spew it all out. Because it's your feeling. That's what the world wants you to do. But let me show you, as I was going through this and writing a book about how we need to be able to start controlling different areas of our life, or it's going to come out and eat our lunch, is that if you want to be successful in life and follow Jesus in everything that we do, you have to stop trusting your feelings. Let's pretend. I want to go to the Holy Land here soon. When they open up the gates again, I want to go. Let's pretend we all go over there to International Airport. And we charter our own plane, okay? This is going to be an awesome trip. The pilot comes on. We're all buckled in. The waitresses is already have made sure everything's happy and everybody's fine. The doors are shut. They've done the little seat belts things and all the announcements of what happens if we're about ready to die. You know, this piece of plastic's going to come down and save you. And then all of a sudden, the pilot comes on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to United Airlines. I don't even know if United's still in business anymore. United Airlines. Today, we're turning off our GPS system, and I'm going to feel our way to the Holy Land. How many of you would go, that sounds like a pretty good idea? Have you ever done this? I remember this vividly as a kid. We went mushroom hunting out of the country, out there between off Green Street Road, right before you go down to Zion Hill, it's on the other side, on the way to Odin. There's a woods out there. We were all mushroom hunting. I don't know if you guys ever been snipe hunting or not, but they used to take. I'm the youngest of three boys. I'm a pro at snipe hunting. They put you out in the woods and then you're lost. Anyway, I was out there mushroom hunting. I got away from mom and dad, my brother. And I'm trying to just look, and all of a sudden, I get disoriented in the woods. You ever done that? And you think, there's no doubt in my mind, the road is that way. In reality, it's that way. And you keep going. And I remember having that panic in me that I was lost in the woods, all by myself. I know that my mom and dad and my brother out here, we're mushroom hunting together. I know they're there, but I trusted what I thought. And I kept going deeper and deeper and deeper in the wrong direction. Have you ever done that? Even though you feel that that's the right way. You ever done this? You go down the stop sign, do this a lot. And you head toward 288. And you turn left. You ever do this? For some reason, when you pull on all day, it kind of messes you up of what directions are. You're so good at where I know exactly where north is. Where's north right now? Everybody point. Some of you aren't feeling right, and some of you aren't thinking. You ever do that? That's what the world wants you to do. We would never trust a pilot that said, I'm just going to feel my way to the next airport and land. We'd say, no way. But that's what we do with our life. I'm just going to feel my way there. I don't need anything to guide me. I need no other observation. I need no other foundational truth. I'm just going to feel my way through this. And most of the time, we crash. Most of the time, we get lost. And we go, where is there a grounding northern star to where I can come back to reality, come back to something that I need to base me in. Your feelings, write this down, are there to indicate, not navigate. Your feelings are not there to navigate your next move. It's to indicate. Emotions are like that data you get from engines. Before everything went digital, you used to have gauges, fuel, oil, and battery and all that. The gauges indicated that things were good or they needed attention. Our emotions are exactly the same way. Been an emotional mess lately? It's a gauge that something's not right. It's not a navigation tool to keep doing it the wrong way until God agrees and changes things so you'll be happy. It's an indicator that it's not right. You're not thinking right. You're not feeling right. It's an indicator, not a navigator. And that's so important. We do not use our feelings to help us get through life. It's not a GPS system. And if you're dependent on that, you must be miserable right now. You must be reaching for tongues. You must not be very happy to live with. You must just not have any peace in your life if all you are depending on is your feelings. Because this isn't. This is what the world wants you to do. It has nothing to do with what God wants you to do. Now, it should be. Thinking. And we're going to show this because we're going to actually get to scripture today. You're going to, are you even going to open up the Bible? We're going to get to one that's going to lay you out. Thinking, behavior. Then, feeling. This is life-changing. If you'll just take it, you got to think it through. Then let it become a behavior, an action, before it has anything to do with your feeling. Because whether you want to believe it or not, this world isn't about you. It's about Him. And it has to be about Him. Thinking, behavior, and feelings. And I realize that this appears crazy, but if you think correctly and follow up with right behavior, these two choices will dramatically change the way you feel. Where do you get that at? Glad you asked. Get your Bible. Three verses I want you to see. Romans 12:2. Write that one down. This one's going to lay you out. Romans 12:2. Put it up here. Romans 12:2. And then we have Colossians. And you may want to try to find that one in your Bible. That's 3:2. If you're Romans 12:2, say, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Don't copy the behavior and the customs of the world. Church, don't do this. It'll mess you up. Don't copy what the world wants you to do. Don't believe in the old, if it feels good, do it. Don't copy that. It's a warning. Don't do it. Don't copy the behaviors and the customs of the world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you feel. No. By changing the way you think. Has nothing to do with the way you feel. God will change the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good, pleasing, and perfect. Colossians 3:2. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. Let me be real with you. We focus on a vacation, planning a vacation, more than what we plan on where we're going to spend eternity. You plan more on the type of car and research that car and everything about it before you buy it, more than we get into God's word to see what it says we should do in a certain situation. we put so much emphasis on what the world is all about and very little on where we're going to spend millions and billions and eternity of years. We get so bent out of shape on physical things. We get so out of kilter when we wonder what's going to happen on the building. Well, this door doesn't lock, or this door doesn't work right, or that wall doesn't look right. Did you notice the handprint on the one door? Yeah, I noticed that. Do you notice the stronghold the devil has on a family in this church? Are you that concerned with the physical of a building than you are to what the devil's doing to our marriages, in our homes, in the ministry the school's poured out into each and every day? Every day, Luann sends me something of a major ministry. I would be so out of line that when Luann sends me one of those texts, and I love them, and, you know, a ministry text, for me to reply, well, I'll get to that, but did the second urinal get fixed? You see how goofy that would be? We get caught up on what the devil wants us to get choked up on instead of what's really important. Set your mind on things that are above. If you're emotionally out of sync, I promise you, you're thinking about something physical. You're thinking about something that needs to be painted or reworked or re-waxed or re-caulked. It's the wrong color. God forbid. God's word will never go out. It's the wrong color. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things of the earth. Now, if you don't think this is God's way, this is where we're going to just throw you out and hopefully just knock everything out of your attic. I'm going to just get your shingles loose here. Philippians 4, 8, and 9. Where'd my marker go?
In front of your Bible.
Oh. Philippians 4, 8, 9. Put it here so you have it. This is where I want to land today and next week. It's the scripture in front of the little journal that I gave you. When I saw that, I'm going to try to go buy, and if there's more of those, I'm going to buy every one I can get because it's so powerful. I want you to see this in your word, and I want you to write these words in the order that they are in this verse. This isn't Greg just trying to fill up a page of a new book. This is how I need to realign and get out of the world's way and get into God's. Philippians 4, 8, 9, you there? Okie dokie. Finally, brothers and sisters, church, you, whatever is commendable. Nope, let me go back. I jumped a line. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these. Step one. You catching this? It's a process. If you go from here and miss that step, you will be an emotional mess.
Your ulcers, your marriage, your friendships will be out of step. Your peace will be shot. So God's saying, look at all the things on above, true, honorable, just, pure. Think about those things. Whatever you have learned, and there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things. Think about them, then practice. Behavior, do them. Have you noticed yet? And I hope you have. Have you noticed? There's not one feeling in this. You think about it, and then you do it. There's no emotion there yet. Good stuff, God stuff. Think about those pure things. Then you practice these things. And then the God of peace, which is an emotion, will come over you, will be in you, will be with you. I want you to see that. To me, that is absolutely life-changing. And you say, Greg, aren't you riding this hard? Yeah, because this was an eye-opener for me this week. I get caught up on physical things. You get caught up on physical things. We walk into God's house and we'll focus on a physical thing. When God says, focus on something pure. Focus on something that's high. Focus on something that's lovely. Focus on something that's from me. And let that be a domino effect on what you're going to do. Instead, we want to do it backwards. And this changed my life this week. I don't know if it has you or not, but it did me. See, thinking leads to behavior, results in peace, results in feelings. Our feelings usually indicate there needs to be a change in our thinking, in our behavior. Now, you didn't hear that. You just said, I know what you're thinking. I wonder what restaurant we're going to lunch. You missed the whole point. This is an important sentence. Our feelings usually indicate there needs to be a change in our thinking and our behavior. Y'all messed up? Y'all irritated? Y'all just anxious and you're just not happy about nothing? They just don't listen to me? I promise. You're dwelling on the wrong thing. You're focusing on the wrong thing. Every time you look at your husband, you go, yeah. I promise. You're thinking on the wrong thing. You're dwelling and focusing on the fault when you ought to be focusing on the love. You would be shocked how many times I have been in rooms trying to do marital counseling with people and try to have to encourage them. Do you remember the first day you fell in love with them? Oh, yeah. You remember how you felt? And they automatically start getting the smile on their face. Start thinking about, oh, yeah, boy, she was hot. Now, that's not a good phrase to say in marital counseling, she was hot. But they automatically start. Sometimes we come out of that office with, I got to get out of the way because they got to get home and get home now. Because they remembered what it was like. But they've been thinking
the wrong things because they were feeling irritated about what they were doing. They couldn't get past it. And it'll mess up everything in your constitution. It'll mess up your walk with God. Folks, I needed to hear this. Because to be able to master my emotions, I have to put it in order that Christ says to do it, or I'll never get the degree. I'll never be able to do it. Because the devil is coming in every whip stitch he can, every niche in your armor, every person. Let me tell you, if he can't get through to you, and I've told you this how many times since we've been in this building, if he can't get through to you, he will get through you through your spouse. If he can't get through to from your spouse to you, then he will get there through your children. If he can't get there through your children, he'll get through to you through your boss. If he can't get there, he will start messing with your finances. If he can't get there, he'll start messing with friendships. If he can't get there, you'll start being upset because I'm not wearing a tie today. And you start narrowing your focus. And you start focusing on things that have nothing to do with anything that Christ has in store for you and us. I just wanted to say, as we finish up, because I know we're only down to a minute or two, just finish up. Before we get to fear, we need to understand, how are you? Where are you at in this process? I promise, nobody's doing the behavior first. It's usually emotion. And you run on that. And that's why we're miserable. That's why people are fighting, cantankerous. And as we finish up, because the three that we're going to talk about next week are really, really important. I want to encourage you . What kind of peace do you have right now? What kind of feeling are you living with right now? Is it peace? Or is it unrest? Have you just thought about walking out and never coming back? Have you? I'm in the wrong mode. Start thinking on how good God is. God is so good. He's so awesome. He's so awesome, folks. Our future is so bright. I have no clue. Let this just be an attitude adjustment that I needed this week. And I got a feeling you did too. And if you need to go back to the ground, those four words, I've used this all week, and I don't even know if you heard it last week. Those four words that will bring peace to you immediately. Remember what it was? Lord, I trust you. I trust you. How you feel? If it's stormy, if it's unrest, think on these things.
And I promise. I promise peace will come soon. Dear Lord, we just want to come to you right now. Not quite the direction that I was anticipating going, but Lord, I hope it's what I needed to hear. I get caught up on so many things that I can't seem to get past. When all you want me to do is see you. Or first of all, I want to acknowledge that you are an awesome God. The creator, the master. Focus on you more. Do I want to make you smile? Not the plumber, not the electrician. I want to make you smile. Lord, show us how to take the words. Show us how to take those few verses and apply them to our life. Show us how to get our life in order. In order, in proper order, so we can experience unity, direction, foundational truth, and peace. Thank you for who you are. Be with us, Lord. May decisions be made. In Jesus' blessed name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have an awesome week. We'll see you next week. We'll jump into part two. Thank you all for joining us right here on Bay Springs Live. See you next week, 10 o'clock Central Time. God bless. Have a good week.